You're listening to Press Play OK, a deep dive into the stories behind your favorite local musicians. On this episode, we're hearing from Lindsay Cox of Stepmom. With three-part harmonies, angsty guitar, lush cello, and synth, OKC's Stepmom is every bit the orchestral, dream punk band you've been waiting for. Stepmom offers listeners insight to the mind of frontwoman Lindsay Cox. Songs reflect on hard truths and personal experience, all twisted up with shimmery tinsel. The band released their debut album in September of 2020. The album features 12 tracks, including singles Paper and Wax, Party People, and Vampires. Support for this podcast comes from Musicians Haven, a nonprofit organization focused on providing opportunities for musical enjoyment. Based out of Claremore, Musicians Haven provides events like jam nights, vinyl nights, and intimate concerts. More information on Musicians Haven at musichaven.org or at facebook.com/musicianshaveninc. Welcome to Press Play OK. I'm your host, Hannah, and I am here with Lindsay of Stepmom.
Hello.
Hi, Lindsay. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm so good. Thank you. How was the Scissortail Park show?
That was amazing. We had a good turnout, and it was really nice because people are able to socially distance. The park is gorgeous, so I was really glad we got that opportunity to actually have an album release show when I thought that wasn't going to be a possibility for us.
Right on. And have you guys been doing stuff with Factory Obscura out there?
Yeah, I work at Factory Obscura.
Incredible.
Yeah, it's my dream job for sure. So I'm the box office manager and talent booker at Factory Obscura, and I book our live stream series called Live at Mixtape, which takes place in the Factory Obscura experience, and we get people, musicians, dancers, poets, visual artists. So I've been really spoiled in the sense I've got to be up close to the arts during this time.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like every so often, like, me and my friends will just be like, hold on, can we geek out about, like, any picture we see? We're like, are we going soon? Today? Can we do it today? Like, is it
you have to come out. We are open.
Oh, my God. You guys are doing scheduled stuff, right? Mm-hmm.
Time ticketing, yeah.
I love that, because then it's like you really get to take your moment.
Oh, yeah.
It's you.
I prefer it like this because people have more space to be alone in the rooms and really take it all in.
Your storybook, girl. No story. I'm just me, John Robinson. I keep wondering what you must have been like as a child. See, for a night. You lived in a very large house with many rooms.
I would like to get back to the very beginning of Stepmom. Can you tell us where you started?
Oh, gosh. So I had been in a band previous to Stepmom, and that kind of got my feet in the water as far as being in the local music scene. And I really wanted to create something that was all my own and that I was in charge of and I had creative direction over. So Stepmom kind of was born out of that need for me to really go out on my own. And so it had been something that had been simmering in my mind for a while, and I had sort of one song kind of written, and it was Paper and Wax, our very first single. And I met Danielle actually through Factory Obscura. We were both a part of an immersive performance piece called Those Who Lie Beyond at their Beyond exhibit. And she had filled in on violin for this lobby band we were both a part of. And I think one night the actors in the play were like, hey, can you guys stall for a little bit? We're not ready to go on. And we had already played through our whole set. So
oh gosh,
what are we gonna do? So we just started improvising. And after we improvised, we looked at each other, we're like, we should start a band. So that's kind of how it was born. I invited her over a few times and we just instantly became best friends. She is the sweetest girl ever. It's Danielle Szabo. She plays violin and keys and stepmom as well as xylophone. She is a jack of all trades.
She can do everything.
Yes.
That's amazing.
So then she brought in Cheyenne, who had been playing with her for a while in other projects, like a bluegrass project they were in. They're both in the Oklahoma Virtuosi Orchestra. So that's how I got familiar with Cheyenne, and she's really done an amazing job straddling the bass and cello combo. She is fantastic. And then, yeah, Brad is my boyfriend. He plays drums in the band as well.
Very cool. I love hearing, like, the bluegrass and then, like, virtuoso type stuff.
Yeah.
And then hearing your music, some of it leans almost like a little, like, fun punk.
Yeah.
It's, like, dreamy, punky. It's, like, all of the things. So it's really cool to hear. Everyone really does have a little something different.
Yeah, we all bring our own musical taste to the project, for sure.
Yeah, and how long have you, like, personally been doing music?
My whole life, I was a choir nerd.
I love that. Love it. Theater kid here, so I love that.
So it's always been a part of my life. I am not happy to admit, but I would sing in, like, those really cheesy mall, like, vocal contests.
So be proud. Like the little videotape, send it in.
Yeah, it was very cheesy. But that's where I got started, is singing. I was really into, like, the Dixie Chicks and Martina McBride and just singing those, like, really powerful ballads.
Yes.
That's what I was into growing up. And then in high school, I actually was in a band with some of my classmates, and we would perform at, like, the school festivals and stuff. We were called Lost in Found.
Whoa, hold on. My mind is so blown. That's the perfect name for a high school band.
Oh, yeah. Like an N with an apostrophe. Yeah, it was the whole, it was very cheesy. And we would basically sing Paramore covers. That was the extent of it. But that's how I got my experience, like, being in a band setting, mostly like a garage band. And then I met my former bandmate, John, from the Sohelpmes, from a project we were both in with a classmate of mine. And then we started the Sohelpmes, and then we had been playing in the Oklahoma City music scene for about 3 years. And then when that project fizzled out, that's when I started Stepmom.
What's really interesting is it sounds like you've always kind of surrounded yourself with other creative people.
Mm-hmm.
How did you find those people throughout your life?
I guess the misfits are the creative people. So I always felt like I was a misfit in my school, and I just didn't really belong anywhere. And so the choir weirdos, the drama nerds, like I really felt at home with that group of people, and I think that's where I made a lot of my connections growing up.
Yeah, kind of the kids who maybe eat in the auditorium.
Yes.
We have
ate in the choir
table.
Room. I ate in the choir room.
Yeah, I feel I was there too.
I'm afraid.
No.
There's only one reality, Rachel, and that is death. I bring you death, the living death. Are you afraid?
No.
I bring you the darkness of centuries past and centuries to come.
So you guys just released your debut, like, full album, complete with, like, little interludes. So cool. I love how that wove its way in.
Thank you.
One of the themes that I noticed and really liked is you took personal kind of narratives and lessons, tied that into, like, fairy tale, storybook, Man on the Moon, and, like, spooky ghost vampire stuff.
Mm-hmm.
How did that happen?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I don't consider myself a very strong songwriter. I'm always really down on and, like, critiquing myself when I'm writing songs. So whenever I do write a song that has to do with my personal life and I can turn it into this, like, mythical story, I really like it when the song ends up in that direction. So I don't really know how I do it. I think sitting with myself and giving myself some alone time with my thoughts just really helps with that process. Yeah, totally. I think
self-reflection,
yes,
definitely is really great. And I think using kind of those more familiar, like storybook or like, oh, this vampire guy, or like maybe I'm the vampire,
mm-hmm,
in that narrative.
Yes.
that can really help other people relate. And it's also a really fun way to do that.
With vampires specifically, I knew I wanted to write a spooky Halloween song. And my bandmate Danielle was like, why don't you write a song where you are the vampire and you are trying to chase Brad? And I was like, okay, I can work with that. Don't you just feel it?
One of the very like earliest songs, there's a super cool, very sincerely stated, healthy relationships are great. Love that. I think communication is mentioned in there.
Yes.
So let's just talk stepmom's tips for healthy relationships.
Yeah. Communication is huge. Yeah.
Preach it every day.
Yes. Just being honest with yourself and your feelings. That is a huge theme in my music. And it's hard to follow your own advice, but it's something that I keep coming back to, is when you feel an emotion like surge through your body, don't ignore it, because that's the most unhealthy thing you can do for yourself and for people in your life. If you're putting up walls around yourself and barriers, it's harder to connect with people. So just breaking down those walls, talking about how you really, really feel, and then you will inevitably feel closer to that person.
Right.
In the end. I have a hard time writing about things that aren't true for myself. So I'm very like literal when it comes to writing. I'm very like, this is how I feel.
I think that's like the most relatable thing, because we're all like, how do I say this?
Mm-hmm.
You just kind of do sometimes. She busted her speakers. For a single.
Mm-hmm.
I really love the moment where it transfers and kind of transforms from she cut her own hair to I cut my own hair. Both it's like reflected sonically. The song really like changes in that point. Personal experience, cutting your own hair, is that a real moment or is that kind of like a metaphor that you created?
I think a little bit of both. I went through a really horrible breakup when I was in college. I had been living with the guy. I thought he was the one, and I found out he had been cheating on me. And so I just went through this phase where, you know, I cut my hair short. I was just trying to be the opposite of everything I had been when I was in that relationship. So definitely both literal and metaphorical, yes.
Yeah, I think stuff like that, there's kind of like the trope of like everything changes, but it really does feel super cathartic to be like, I am done kind of with that previous version of myself.
Yes, absolutely.
There's a lot of power in that.
Mm-hmm.
I really like
power,
that.
Yeah, for sure.
That's something I've noticed a lot. In stepmom, is there's a lot of power. I will just be like, I'll sit back and I'm like, oh, no, that hit me. Or I was reading over, I believe it's on the Facebook page, it's about the Barbie doll images.
Mm-hmm.
I would love if you explain that, because I found it super, like, it's playful, but it's also super powerful.
Yeah. So the reason I use burned Barbie dolls or distorted Barbie dolls in my imagery is it's kind of my way of trying to undo the damage that that doll has caused to the psyche of females. Because we were told at a young age, like, being thin, blonde, and white is the norm, which it is absolutely not. So it leaves girls just feeling like they're not enough and like they aren't beautiful because they're not being represented in the toys that they play with. So I guess using that imagery in promoting my music is just my defiant way of saying, like, F that. It doesn't have to be this way.
Right. Like, you can be yourself and be beautiful.
That's, absolutely.
That is what's beautiful, mm-hmm. is that we all get to be different.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was, like, so interesting and not something I've seen. And I just really was like, that was another one of those moments where I had to sit down. I was like, okay, we're gonna take out the Barbies. We're going to burn them, maybe throw their heads around.
Yeah.
Was that a lot of fun to make?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I always have a great time. So I have a drawer in my house. It's just my, like, props drawer. And there's sparkly tinsel in there just, like, flowing out. There's burned Barbie dolls. There's Barbie dolls that are headless. Barbie dolls that will become headless soon.
Your time's coming.
It's just, like, my play drawer of, like, when I need to create something aesthetically pleasing for the gram, I guess, I just pull out that drawer and just play around.
That's so fun. I'm like, I'm imagining the inside of your house right now. I'm like, there's a whole room that's just what I want my head to look like.
Sometimes you have to accept people for who they are, and they might not have the same worldview as you, but it doesn't diminish their imminent value as a human. So it's been really hard for me, just with the political climate and everything that's going on, having relatives that don't believe the same things I do, and not just kicking them to the curb and still keeping them in your life. It's difficult, but it's something I've chosen to do. So I would say, yes, like, it's really important to be honest with yourself and with the people around you, but also you have to accept people as they are as well. I mean, it's hard. It's really hard. I mean, we're living in a society where the majority isn't being spoken for in our government. I don't think capitalism is working for us anymore as a society. So it's hard to just, you know, live your everyday life and not think about those things constantly, about how life could be. It doesn't have to be this way. And I think COVID really opened a lot of people's eyes to that fact. Like, I don't have to be working a 40-hour work week. I don't have to be killing myself. I don't have to put my whole identity in a job, you know, that you may or may not feel like you're valued and appreciated in. So I think just doing what you love is the answer at the end of the day. If what you do every day brings you joy, and is something you really are passionate about, then that's the answer. I mean, I am an introvert. And the pandemic allowed me to be my full self and just, you know, stay at home and not socialize. But not having that has really opened my eyes to the fact that I really, really need human connection and to feel like I am just connecting with people in my community. So I have been more intentional in who I, you know, spend my time with. And of course, everyone has to be. You can't be going out to parties all the time. You have to really find your close-knit group and spend a lot of your time with those people. So I've been really intentional in finding out who those people are and It's really been nourishing my soul these past few weeks in doing that work.
Yeah, that is like the best tip I think anyone can take away from stuff like this is you may not be able to see everyone, but like the people you do see, that's what really counts and mm-hmm. what really matters. There are a couple references to like parties, party people. So introvert, fellow introvert here, is that parties in normal times, we'll say, quote unquote, no-go parties.
I think it depends what kind of party. Mm-hmm. The party in that song I was talking about, parties where everybody is free and non-judgmental and everybody is having a great time. And I gravitate more towards the kind where people are just doing crazy stuff and being off the wall with each other and just having a great time and not feeling like they have to put on a front or a facade. So those are the kind of parties I like.
That sounds like my kind of party. I'm like, who's doing something silly? I want to be part of that.
Yeah.
With the album, what are main takeaways that you want people to have?
Not ignoring the feelings that you feel. It's okay to feel feelings. I feel like with this album, I realized that nothing is going to happen unless I make it happen. So really having confidence in yourself and realizing you can do anything you set your mind to. You just got to find the resources. And this album has really been kind of my coming out as like, I'm an independent person. I am strong, and just telling myself I am strong, I am confident, and I can do anything I put my mind to. So that's the main takeaway from this is you can do anything you set your mind to.
So true. So good. Empowering the people here with the stepmom. So this was your brainchild. And where does the brainchild go from here? What are you doing? I know you said you have your drawer of incredible things to come and play with. What else are you kind of playing with in this time?
Right now, we're working on a stop motion music video. I'm in the storyboard process, which Whoa. Is the toughest process for me because I am very impatient and I cannot draw at all. So they're just kind of really bad stick figures at this point. But my roommate, Nicole Emmons, is a fantastic stop motion animator. And she has agreed to work with me. And I'm really, really excited for that. And we're going to be using made-to-move Barbies because they have joints that can move, and it's perfect for stop motion. So we're definitely going to be setting some Barbies on fire during that video.
Can't wait.
What else? We are in the planning process for another music video for Vampires. I have it in my head. I just need to put it out on paper.
The hard part.
Yes. We have written one song during quarantine. So I think the next step is either another an EP or another full length, possibly a single. So that's what I'm working on right now.
Well, I was like, we just got done with the one full length. What about Halloween? Any Halloween ideas, live streams, anything you're thinking?
Not right now. I think I'm playing a solo show later this month at Anthem Brewery. I believe it's on the 23rd. So that's something. It's going to be outdoors, socially distanced. That's the only thing close to Halloween we have going on. I wish I could put out the Vampires music video by then, but I don't think it's gonna happen that quick.
Everyone, one take, no editing.
Yeah.
Remember the breath you took before you
just really glad people are connecting to the music. Yeah, if you want a cassette, please DM me. I have them. Yeah, Stepmom Band is our Instagram and Twitter handle, and Stepmom on Facebook. And if you need a cassette player, Factory Obscura sells them. And they also sell a cassette Stepmom was a part of called Mixtape Volume 1, which includes different musicians in the Oklahoma City music scene, including Audiobook Club, LCG and the X, Bad Jokes, JB, LTZ, Evan Jarvix, and Elektra. And that's still for sale in the gift shop. So, yeah.
Love that. That was part of the Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Yes. Whenever we can go back to concerts, can we just have like a redoing of that?
Yes.
Again.
I would love that.
And what do you think you're most looking forward to when you can bring people back together again?
I'm just looking forward to sharing a moment with people again, just sharing a space in time where we're all just connecting with each other. I miss that so much. I miss live music. I miss the crowd's energy. So I'm really looking forward to having that again. It's something that I didn't realize how much I needed in my life until it was gone.